All right, we're going to get into I'll tell you what, Matt, before we're going to run through all these clips this hour. That's all we've got. I want to do the Matty moment before we get into that because there are some new films opening this weekend, one of which I've seen a terrible review and I've seen a fantastic review on the big budget picture that's coming out this weekend, Pacific Rim. And it's, you know, directed by Guillermo del Toro, so I'm thinking it's going to be at least serviceable.
Oh, Guillermo del Toro.
Okay. But, Matty, I'll leave it to you.
All right, Justin, as you mentioned, this weekend we have two movies opening that hope to steal the number one spot at the box office. They're up against some serious competition with movies like Despicable Me 2 and The Heat still having lots of heat around them. Up first is the comedy sequel Grown Ups 2. Grown Ups 2 brings back the same former SNL castmates from the first film like David Spade and Chris Rock, along with Colin Quinn, Tim Meadows, and John Lovitz making return appearances. Also returning to the movie is Kevin James in the fat guy role, which really should have been played by Chris Farley, but unfortunately we're stuck with the poor man's version with James. Also joining the gang this time around is the world's most hilarious NBA star, Shaquille O'Neal, known for his fine work in movies like Kazam and Steel. Now, I haven't seen this movie yet, but if it's anything like the first Grown Ups, or Sandler's most recent movies like Jack and Jill, or That's My Boy, then you can bet Grown Ups 2 will also be a gigantic turd. Also new in theaters this weekend is the action fantasy movie Pacific Rim. As Justin mentioned, directed by Guillermo del Toro, he's of course known for his directing work on movies like Pan's Labyrinth and the Hellboy franchise. Pacific Rim stars a guy from Sons of Anarchy, some guy who's on Homeland, along with a guy from Horrible Bosses and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Pacific Rim is about a war between humans and monstrous sea creatures. From what I understand from the trailer, the humans fight the sea creatures by controlling giant transformers or something like that. Both Pacific Rim and Grown Ups 2 have their work cut out for them at the box office, and my prediction is neither will break into the number one spot, and I think Despicable Me 2 will still be your number one movie on Monday, and that's your Zone Hollywood Matty Minute.
I love it.
I gotta tell you.
Spectacular.
Where was this kind of genius when he did Sunday morning?
Oh, it was too early on Sundays.
I didn't inspire you. You are an inspired man.
Oh, look. He has been allowed to spread his wings here. I mean, he was so limited by your tyrannical rule.
I did. I kept him down.
Look, you're just lucky he didn't come back over after declaring independence and bomb your whole nation.
Right, exactly.
Bomb the nation of victory. So you got off easy.
Well, no, I like to think of myself as I took him like Obi-Wan Kenobi and found Luke Skywalker, and I made him into a Jedi. And then
Obi-Wan dies at the end.
Well, it's hello. I'm going to be, what was it, not John Gielgud.
So what does that make Jamie in this case, your new producer? Okay, this is Matty Minute brought to you by our friends at Suddenlink. Yes, that's right, folks. If you need HD TV, internet, or home phone for only $30 per service